no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I'm going to jumpstart dogs. And I've been looking forward to doing this. Today we're going to jumpstart dogs because I know so many of you are dog people. And I also know that my views go up when Teddy's with me. So anyway, Teddy is an F1BB mini golden doodle. And like I said, all breeds have different personalities. Teddy likes to snuggle. Golden doodles, whether they're 100 pounds and they do come in that size, or they're 11 pounds like Teddy, they love to cuddle and they love to snuggle. The downside about them is that they're easily startled. They have a shrill bark. They like to bark. And when they hear something upsetting, they don't go check it out. They come and pile on you. So every dog has its own personality. I realized this morning as I was journaling in preparation of talking to you, Teddy is the 12th dog that I've ever had. He's the 12th dog I've ever had. And of course, as I always say about my current dog, he's the best dog I've ever had. I think partly it's because we grow as people with dogs and we learn better to relate to them. And I wanted to share with you this morning just a few weird things that I've learned over the years about working with dogs. First of all, I did not have a good example of working with dogs. My father either lavished affection on our dogs or beat them. And I do mean beat them savagely. And that was really hard to witness and observe and to live through, watching my dog being beaten by my dad, you know? And so over time, I began to date women who had dogs and have friends who had dogs and notice how they treated their dogs and how they worked with their dogs. And what I realized is it usually, rarely is it the dog's fault. It's almost, no matter what the issue is, it's because we haven't trained them well enough. We were at the park here a couple of days ago, and there's a dog that looks identical to my Teddy, and his name is Teddy. And, right, I know, but he's not the real Teddy. He's the OT, the other Teddy. That's right. Anyway, that dog was just running around being crazy and going all kinds of places that were unsafe, etc. And the owner was trying to communicate with the dog. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make. They try and reason with the dog. Teddy, if you go over there, you're going to be unsafe. Teddy, if you go over there, you're going to do this. Teddy, Teddy, Teddy. It's like the dog does not understand what you're trying to tell them. Before you get in dangerous situations, you establish and you reward certain commands, a handful. The first ones are sit and stay. If my Teddy starts to chase off after another dog, he likes to do this. He's 11 pounds and there's a Great Dane he likes to go after. If I don't say come, I don't say no, I don't say this or that because he doesn't know. I give him a command that is counter to the one that he is basically doing, which is sit. And once I've taught him that, it's stay. And then I just close the gap and make him safe. So don't communicate with dogs. I will tell you, though, dogs communicate with us, and we miss some of the signals. One, I heard about this. I had noticed it myself. But I actually heard about this in a podcast from a dog expert. If you're not listening to podcasts, you're missing lots of great knowledge. So anyway, it was about the oldest known version of what bridged over from wolves to our dogs and stuff like that. And how they have noticed throughout time that dogs seem to sneeze. And I'm going to do it here off the microphone. But it's not a cha the way we do it. It's more of a like that as a sneeze. Now he's sleeping peacefully, but watch this. Like that. When a dog does that, what they're saying, what they're doing is not sneezing. You'll notice they're doing it right before there's some sort of behavior they want you to do. Play, feed them. It's like they're trying to communicate something with you and they're trying to convey it with body language and enthusiasm, and they'll go, And what they have found is that impacts of wolves, coyotes, etc., when one dog is selected, or animal, canine, figures out what they think is the best course of action, they will go in like this at the other dogs. And if the dogs start doing it back, it's agreement. So it starts out as agree, and then it's agreed, agreed, agreed. I actually do this now with him when he's trying to convey to me to take him out, and he's like giving me the take me out behavior, which is usually jumping straight up and down. And then he'll go like this, like agreed, and I go, and I go get his little thing. It's kind of funny. They really are trying to communicate with us. The other thing that I've discovered, no science behind this, okay, but having had a dozen dogs and also having had probably eight horses, one of the things that horses do is they lick and chew when they understand. We nod our heads. Universally around the world, people do this up and down as a way of saying, I agree with you. I've never known of a culture where they do this and they go, yes. In fact, try doing it. No. Yes. It's difficult to do. This is the way we are. Horses don't do that. They do raise and lower their heads, etc. And I learned this from Pat Pirelli, the great horse trainer, who's also a friend. Horses lick and chew. That's the way a horse nods its head. It licks and it chews, okay? Dogs do the same thing. When you're trying to get them to agree, when you tell them to do a command like sit, or if you, if they're agreeing with you, they don't like this, or if you pull out a can of food and you see a dog going, you think, oh, he's licking his chops. No, he's not. He's saying, yes, yes. He's like, yes. He's signaling you that you're doing the right thing. It's kind of like you might pet him or her or whatever. And the other thing I wanted to close with was positive rewards work. I'll leave it at that. Positive rewards work. You want to reward a dog for little behaviors such that over time they become better at doing those behaviors and other behaviors. The key is not to give a dog a big treat. It's to break a little. Watch trainers in the zoo, not the zoo, but at the various places you go see animals perform. They will just put a smidge. It's taste, not tummy. That's what they say when you're rewarding an animal. Taste, not tummy. You just want to give them a little taste, just like that. And that's what I do with Teddy. And anyway, this has been awesome. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to share with you sort of my dog views on dog psychology. Agree completely, Linda says. Good morning from Nova Scotia. Wendy Smiley, good. I love it. Great to have you here with me. Oh, yeah, Tiffany, I agree. It snowed here yesterday. Didn't stick, though, said Dominic. Cynthia Barchers, I'm so sorry. Well, no one should ever do that to a dog in front of a kid. I'm sorry you had to witness that abuse. Thank you. Looks bigger than 11 pounds. Well, that's what's called forced perspective. He's closer to the camera. And number two, he's covered with fur. When I bathe him, there is not much to him. He's got little chopstick legs. My dog does that sneeze thing, and I just thought she had allergies. No, that is actually the dog trying to get you to agree. And when they agree with something you're doing, then they turn around and go, so watch for that. He just wants to get down. He wants to go lie on his pillow. And I need to go on about my day. So listen, everybody, thank you. I realize this was a very specialized, unique conversation. And I want to invite those of you who might want to try 30 days of free meditating with me live every weekday morning at 8:30 a.m. The reviews are extremely positive. People are talking about how great they're feeling as a result of doing this, and how it makes them feel calmer, more centered, more at peace. So consider checking that out. It is complaint-free meditation. Miroslav, my producer, will put those links in the bottom of the description here. Complaint-free meditation. Give it a try. And listen, have an awesome day. And if you've got a dog, spend time with them. The number one thing we neglect to do with our dogs, I find, is play with them. Play with them. That is what dogs need. They need play in equal amounts as food. And I get that sometimes throwing that ball over and over again or wrestling with the squirrel seems like, oh God, will you ever give up? Probably not. But do it more than you think you should, and you'll find a happier, healthier dog that wants to make you happy by doing what you want a lot easier. How do you get on the meditation? Patty, that's a great question. First of all, you join www.complaintfree. I always like to capitalize meditation. I find it's easier to make sure I'm spelling it correctly. Come on. www.complaintfreemeditation.com. I actually just created a video that explains it all, and I'm going to be posting that in the group as well. And like I said, I want to give everybody 30 days. Come into the group, see if you like the energy, see how you feel as a result of doing it, and then stay if you want. Don't if you don't. No harm, no foul. So check it out if you'd like, and look forward to seeing you on Monday for the jumpstart at 8 a.m. and then the meditation at 8:30. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bless you. That's why I'm wearing my guayaveda, because it's the weekend in the Keys. Bye-bye.
Oh, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free